Welcome, loyal listeners, to Alexander's Amazing Adventures.
Alexander's Amazing Adventures. Alexander's Amazing Adventures. You can come too. It's easy to do. Just turn on your mind. Imagine what you can find. Alexander's Amazing Adventures.
Today's episode is brought to you by the value, loyalty, and dependability.
Here we are at the big game. Jimmy is up to bat. It's the bottom of the ninth, two out, and the bases are loaded. Jimmy's team is behind by one run. His whole family is here, on the edge of their seats, ready to watch their little slugger hit the home run of the season. What loyalty! Oh, the pitcher is in his windup. Here's the pitch.
Foul ball!
Oh, man, strike one. I gotta get a hit.
And here's the second pitch.
Foul ball! Strike two!
Oh, no. If I strike out, how will I face my family?
The crowd is hushed. Everything hangs on this pitch. Here's the windup. The batter grips his bat.
You're out!
My family will probably pretend they don't know me. I'll have to walk home.
Yay, Jimmy!
Good job,
right.
Jimmy!
Did you feel the wind from that swing? Wow!
Good try! That's my brother!
Great hat, son!
Well, this is a family who knows what loyalty really is. What a bunch of winners!
Deep in the singing forest of inland, Alex gazed into the whispering flames.
Alexander...
The boy looked across the fire into the knowing eyes of the lightkeeper.
Yes, sir.
These are dark days in the kingdom of Inland.
Yes, sir.
The bossing and whining of the Erodians can be heard from the edge of this very wood.
Yes, sir.
The Inlanders have forgotten the old values, their joy and goodness dimming like an untended fire. Only you can save them.
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Alexander, you are the lost prince of Inland.
What?
Alex, where are you going?
Out to the trampoline, Dad.
I need you to stay where you can hear the doorbell.
Aw, gee, why?
Because I have to take the baby to the doctor.
Why?
She's sick. Kept me up all night.
She looks okay to me.
Well, with Mom away visiting Aunt Hortense, I don't want to take any chances, if that's all right with you.
So who's gonna ring the doorbell?
Tom Finn, the plumber.
All right, he's funny.
He's probably been laughing ever since I called this morning.
What's the trouble, Dad?
The kitchen drain is clogged. I can't fix it.
What's so bad about that?
Remember last week when the kitchen faucet started leaking badly?
Yeah.
I couldn't fix that either.
Oh, yeah.
So Tom is going to keep our house from becoming a lake.
Whoa.
Alex, I'm depending on you. Listen for the doorbell. Or we'll all be wearing snorkels.
Boy, look at that sink. I bet if I leave the back door open, I could hear the doorbell from the trampoline. I'll just jump real quiet. Whoa, whoa! I'm bouncing in the rain, just bouncing. Right in a puddle, what a bounce. Hey, where am I? Whoa, inland. Lightning!
And in the lightning, Alex heard a voice.
Alexander.
Lightkeeper?
I have a quest for you.
I'm ready.
It will test your loyalty.
Loyalty?
Whether or not you will be loyal. That means sticking with your loved ones and standing up for your values.
Good. I can do it.
And it will test your dependability.
Good. And, what's that exactly?
Dependability is whether or not people can depend on you, count on you, trust in you to do what you say you will do.
Easy. Tell me more.
Your quest is to save great treasures of Inland from being destroyed.
Treasures?
If you fail, all Inland will be poorer.
That sounds exciting. and dangerous. Just tell me where... Hey, where'd he go? Oh, well, I can be loyal. I'm the prince of this whole place. I'm royal. Loyal? Royal. Hey, that rhymes! Slay a dragon, that's no hassle. Fight the pirates, yo-ho-ho. When I master storm the castle, I'll be loyal and I'll go. It's important to be loyal, that's a mark of royalty. And I like to be important, that's how princes ought to be. It's important to be loyal, that's a mark of royalty. And I like to be important, that's how princes ought to be. Still, I wish I knew where I was. It's hard to see through this rain.
Alexander!
Theo, where are you?
Over here, on this stone wall.
Stone wall? Oh, I see. Hey, it sort of looks like a long pile of turtles.
Tortoises.
No wonder I couldn't see you. How do I get over this wall?
Well, once you, jumped over.
When?
This is the wall around Storm, Haven.
Wow, it is. Let's get inside.
Fine with me. I don't swim too well, you know.
Alexander, what a blessing you came right now.
Mirabel.
Aunt Mirabel, our problem is solved.
Eleanor.
I'm here to serve you loyally, noble ladies.
And we need your loyalty, young man.
What is the quest?
The Star Watcher has died.
Was he an ally? A warrior?
He was my friend. And he watched the stars for us from his observatory on Constellation Peak. Now he's gone. The Erodians will take over the observatory.
The Erodians care about stars?
Oh, heavens, no. They don't give a fig for beauty and knowledge.
Then they want to make war on us from the observatory.
I don't think so. Oh, but it would be a handy place to spy on all of Inland.
Then we must stop them.
I don't think we can. Oh, but we must rescue the Star Watcher's most valued treasure.
Hey, that's a job for me. We can't let the Erodians steal the treasure.
They wouldn't steal it.
Oh, no, they'd probably throw it away, toss it out with anything else they thought was junk.
They'd throw away treasure? What is his treasure anyway?
His journal, silly.
Journal?
You know, where you write down all about your, feelings and loves and the things you, learn and your...
Values!
Yeah.
There is priceless wisdom in that book. It must be saved.
Well, all right. What do I do? What is my mission? What is my princely quest?
You stay here.
What? Did I hear you right?
Ellie and I will go to Constellation Peak. Stormhaven must not be left unguarded.
Aunt Mirabel, we need to hurry if we're going to beat the Erodians.
Babysitting a library? That's not what princes do.
Princes are loyal, you know. Goodbye, Alexander.
Goodbye, Alex. Bye, Theo.
Bye. Yes, it's important to be loyal. That's a mark of royalty. But the important word is loyal. That's how princes ought to be. Sometimes waiting is the answer. Thinking, choosing right from wrong. When you're needed, you're dependable. That's what makes a kingdom strong. It's important to be loyal. That's a mark of royalty. And the important word is loyal. That's how princes ought to be. And the important word is loyal. That's how princes ought to be. Think it over, your majesty.
Alex was in no mood to hear a lesson on loyalty from a tortoise. First he was embarrassed, then he got bored. He would have gone crazy with boredom, but his curiosity saved him. He pulled down one of the books in the huge hollow tree that hid the library of Stormhaven and began to read. The stories were exciting. They excited him even more when he remembered that they were real. After many hours with the steady rain pattering against the tree, it seemed to Alex that he could hear the voices of the people whose lives lay in his hands.
I cradled my son when he was young. He learned to be strong as the land around him.
I crept through the night, through the cold and the fright, dodging the enemy fire. With my strength nearly gone, I remembered her song, "You are strong."
We are the people of Inland.
I remember the look in his eyes, searching and finding the northern star. I taught him to follow each point of light to bring him back home through the night.
Lost in a stormy sea, wind and the waves all around me, I looked to the heavens and found the light to bring me back home in the night.
Inland, inland, we are the people of Inland.
I polished the wood, worked it so carefully, carved in the legends with each stroke of my tool.
The council convened round the table of Inland on the brink of a great civil war. Carved in the wood, our great hero stood and convinced us to fight no more. Inland, Inland, we are the people of Inland.
Inland,
our stories belong to you.
Our stories belong to you.
As Alex read the journals, he knew why they were treasures. They made him feel proud of those good people. Sometimes he laughed out loud when he read about their courage. It made him feel that happy. Then he found himself crying when he read about how deeply they loved goodness and truth, and each other. It was as if the Inlanders were calling out, "Alexander, be loyal to the truth of our lives." As he put back the journal of the last guardian of the island tower, he saw several shelves above, three leather books bound together by a golden ribbon. He could just read the letters on the spine.
"The Early Travels of the Lightkeeper in the Canyons of the Sun." The Lightkeeper? Wow, I gotta read that one. A knock on the door? What? Nobody knows about this place.
Well, I can't let anybody in, even if it is, nobody.
Oh, yeah. Theo, I'm having a look first through the peephole.
Very judicious, wise of you. What do you see?
A very wet man, wearing a long coat with about a million pockets in it. He's gonna knock again. No, looks like he's changing his mind. He's getting out a pipe, a sort of flute-like thing.
You better, open the door.
He looks perfectly happy now that he's playing. Oh, well.
Morning, maestro. Beautiful day.
Actually, it's, raining pretty hard.
Oh? Oh, wow. Maybe I should come in.
Why are you here?
I was hoping you could tell me, maestro.
Well, I'm not sure I should let you in if I don't know who you are and why you're here.
Excuse me.
A turtle! Wow! Can you sing?
Tortoise. And, not very well. You know, you have a string tied around your finger there. Is that to remind you why you came, here?
A string? What? I remember. That's to remind me to look in my hat. Hey, a note! Remember to keep your pipe dry. Oops. I have this really great pipe case where... Oh, there's a note in here, too! There's a mystery here. If you wish to unlock it and learn who you are, take a look in your pocket. Great lyric! I must have written that myself. Which pocket? Let's try this one. What's this? A pickled pepper? Oh, that must be my brother Peter's. He and I are in the same business, as I recall. But just what business could it be?
You might try another pocket.
Oh, yeah. Good idea. just rain in that one. Here's a pocket with a flap. Hey, a note addressed to me. Well, now I have my name anyway.
Well, what is it?
Oh, sorry, here's the note.
Penrod, come to Stormhaven. We need you. Mirabelle. Penrod, how long have you had this note from Mirabelle?
Do you have a calendar?
Calendar? I think I saw one. Whoa, sorry, come in. Yeah, here's one on the cupboard door.
Yeah. Looks like about 3 years.
3 years? What if it was an emergency?
Well, yeah, I get a little distracted. You know, this is a very well-made cupboard.
Penrod, what are you?
Well, let's see. I must have a business card here someplace. Oh, tried that pocket already. Here it is.
Thanks. Penrod the Piper. But what does that mean, except that you've got a flute in your pocket?
It could mean a lot of things. I'm Penrod the Piper, jack of all trades. Anything with piping, you've got it made. I'm Penrod the Piper Man.
What do you mean?
Well, for example, I play the pipes and whistles, and when I'm not, I'm wishing that I could still be playing, for I am a fine musician.
Wow, you certainly are.
I'm Penrod the Piper, jack of all trades. Anything with piping, you've got it made. I'm Penrod the Piper Man.
Anything else?
Oh, yeah. I work with pipes and wrenches that make my fingers number. I often work in trenches, that's because I am I always forget.
Oh, too bad.
I'm Penrod the Piper, jack of all trades. Anything with piping, you've got it made. I'm Penrod the Piper Man. I'm Penrod the Piper Man.
Wow, listen to that storm.
Is there a storm? Funny, I remember the sun shining like crazy just this morning. Or maybe it was last week. Or maybe it was someone else who remembered.
Oh, a big drip of water right into my nose. Remember, my nose isn't pointing down like your nose is.
Hey, Theo, if it's dripping in here, maybe it's dripping in...
the library.
Come on, I guess you'd better come too, Penrod. Mirabelle must know who you are, even if you don't.
Whoa, Maestro. This looks like the inside of a tree.
This is the library at Stormhaven.
It's dripping like crazy in here. We've got to get the books out.
It might be easier just to stop the leak. Except I can't see the ceiling. Wow, these books look interesting. The Early Travels of the Lightkeeper in the Canyons.
Penrod, follow me up this ladder.
Wow, tall.
I'll keep watch down here.
Okay.
But set me on something higher, please.
Here we go. What's that way up in the shadows?
The ceiling, Maestro.
No, it's built stronger than a ceiling needs to be. More like the bottom of a huge barrel or tank.
Hey, this looks familiar. Like a rain collector.
Yeah. I bet this is where all the water for Stormhaven comes from.
Sure. I can even see some pipes running down the wall. Pipes.
But the whole bottom of the rain tank is bulging down at us.
And look at that crack. I think it's getting... yeah, definitely getting wider.
It's not just dripping anymore.
It's spray.
The journals! Yeah!
And now a word from our sponsor.
Here we are in the barnyard for our dependability update. Today we ask the question, is it important to be dependable? Our guest is the cow. Now, Ms. Cow, every day at about this time, you have plenty of milk for the farmer's son who milks you. Is that correct? So, you, of course, are perfectly dependable. You're welcome. But what about the farmer's son? Is he as dependable as you would like him to be? Oh, I see. You're shaking your head no. Come to think of it, I think I saw him just now heading over the hill carrying a fishing pole. Oh, I can see his dependability makes quite a difference to you. I guess if somebody isn't dependable, it can cause a lot of pain. Can I help somehow? Oh, golly. I do have this bucket that I usually carry with me for emergencies, but, well, I've never done this before, and, say, I don't suppose you could show me where to pull. I mean, I usually get my milk in a store, and I don't know how to do this, really.
When we left Alex and Penrod, the floor of the huge water tank was about to give way and ruin all the precious books of Inland. At the same time, of course, making an oyster out of Theo. Just then, surrounded by spraying water and bulging pipes, Penrod began to sing.
I work with pipes and wrenches that make my fingers number. I often work in trenches.
Penrod, this is no time for music.
That's because I am a plumber.
What was that?
I'm a plumber. I remember now. Mirabelle was worried about this tank floor and wanted me to take a look.
But that was 3 years ago. Why didn't she do anything more about it?
Once she wrote the note, she probably forgot.
Why is that so easy for me to imagine?
I mean, I would have.
So now what do we do?
Well, if the tank got emptied out, the water would stop leaking.
We could never bail it out with buckets in time.
Oh no, Maestro. There's a great big escape hole near the bottom of the tank. I saw it myself. If we opened that up, all the water would run down the outside of the tree.
Penrod, you can save the library.
Hey, but there's not time to climb the tree and open it from the outside.
Then open it from the inside.
Maestro, are you kidding? Before I got to it, the floor could blow and we'd all wash away.
Suddenly hopeless, Alex looked down the long ladder at the priceless books below. His eye rested for a moment on the lightkeeper's journals. The golden ribbon around them gleamed, and in that light, he heard a voice.
I have a quest for you. It will test your loyalty, and it will test your dependability.
This is my quest, not what Mirabelle and Ellie are doing. Wow, Penrod, we've got to do what we said we'd do.
That's dependability.
Wow, nice word.
And loyalty, too.
Stand and deliver. Don't run away. This is your moment of truth. Will you be loyal, trusted and brave? Now that it's all up to you. If you are the mailman and you said you'd bring a letter, you have to keep your promise, no matter what the weather. Partner who comes twirling through the breeze. If you are the owner of a chubby little guppy, you can't forget to feed him or you'll find him belly uppy. Stand and deliver, don't run away. This is your moment.
I remember a little passageway up the side over here that leads to the top of the tank.
Yes, I see it.
If I can crawl through there and swim down to the escape hole, there's a crank I can turn that will open it.
What do I do?
You hang on to this rope. I'll tie the other end around my waist. When the water rushes out, you keep me from rushing out with it.
Got it. Hey, where did you get this rope?
In my pocket, Maestro.
Oh, right. Well, here we are. Is this the top hole? Yep, looks like it. Good luck, Penrod.
Thanks, Maestro.
Can he find the crank? Whoa, gotta hold this rope. It's working. What? Why am I holding on to this garden hose? Oh, the doorbell! Mr. Finn?
Hi, Alex.
What's that thing?
Oh, new harmonica. I just practice every chance I get.
Boy, am I glad to see you.
Mr. Finn fixed the sink. Dad and the baby came home smiling. And everybody lived happily ever after. At least until Aunt Hortense decided to come back with Mom, and Alex had to learn even bigger lessons about being loyal to his family. After his adventure that day in Stormhaven, Alex climbed the stairs to his room and opened his own precious book. At the top of yet another page, the mysterious words had become clear.
Loyalty and dependability.
Alex began to write.
I think most of my loyalty will show in small ways, not big ones. Like choosing to help and be with my family when they need me. And being dependable enough to do what I say I'm gonna do. Of course, sometimes it'll be in big ways. I'll have to be brave and say what I believe in, even when other kids are making fun. What should I be loyal to? Well, my family. That feels good. My values. That would show some integrity, I guess. My country, my church, my school? Why not? My friends, lots of things. I'd better save my deepest loyalty for the things I love most. I sure hope Penrod's pipe didn't get rusty from all that rain.
Winds blow and the sand shifts, changing every day. Wash away. Well, mountains may move, but not me. You can depend on me and on my loyalty. That's how I always want to be. Whatever else may change, how life may rearrange, you know you can depend on me. Sun rises and sunsets, steady every day. Some things you depend on, the same way. So mountains may move, but not me. You can depend on me and on my loyalty. That's how I always want to be. Whatever else may change, life may rearrange, you know you can depend on me. Mountains may move, but not me.
We like to nibble gum, we yucky stuff like that. We are.
Hey, quiet, you guys. We got company.
Company.
Hi, welcome to the sewer. I want to show you something. Stick your eye up to this crack in the manhole cover. You can see all the way over to the sidewalk. Now, listen to those two kids.
Dad, I'm worried about you. If you keep sneaking out at night with those big kids, you're going to get in trouble.
Don't worry about me. Just worry about what comes out of your mouth. Remember, Ernie, someone who's loyal doesn't rat on their friends.
Rat on their friends? Rat on their friends? Give me a break. That isn't ratting. Eating moldy cheese, scurrying through tall grass in the dump, hanging out in old pipes. That's ratty.
Yes,
hey, quiet. I'm in the middle of a teaching moment here. Listen, if you really want to be loyal to your pals, help them to be safe and do the right thing. If it means telling somebody older, well, tell. And don't call it ratting, just as a favor to me, okay?
I know we can depend on you to listen for the next episode of Alexander's Amazing Adventures.
Alexander's Amazing Adventures. Alexander's Amazing Adventures.